the back went over and it was time to try to be
because
yeah. So, if you act as saying that someone made a mistake, so it's crazy. Because man, you don't know that a mistake was made. So we have a munas kacham. We assume that the masorah was not corrupted. We assume that the baruch shem sofer that the masorah was preserved. That's what some people think, that the concept of a munas kacham was invented by the Aguda in the 20th century in Poland in order that you should vote for their members of the parliament. The Buddha was a party in Poland, and they had the representatives in the Sim. And there was a time that I think there were 2 years. The Reshirov was in the Sim. And there was a while that for 2 years, I think, that they were in the coalition government running Poland, not running Eretz Yisrael. Running Poland. They got all the minority parties together, and they made a coalition. The Jews were very involved in politics. But some are of the mistaken impression that Amunah Chachamim is a new concept that was invented by the Agud in 20th century when they wanted to give their votes to their representatives. That's not correct. Maybe that application of the concept only began in the 20th century, but the concept appears in the Gemara. That's the Yisrael Chazalish, right? That's the Yisrael of Kovat HaRakubah Amunah Chachamim. We believe, unless we see otherwise, like Nemona Chazalim, so we have Amunah Chacham, unless we know otherwise, we assume that what the Chachamim qualified, Chachamim Paskin, is a correct stuff, that they were given a siyag to Shmaya to figure out the book. So it's not only... The Pasuk at the end of Parshas Yisroel speaks about Nizbah Hazom at Tassali. The beginning of Mishpat speaks about Bezni. The Rashi quotes from the Chil from Mikan that the Bezni should be some of the Mizbeach. Why? The Ramban says that they should have a Hashmat Hashchina, that the Shchina should help them pass him properly. And it's not only in the Bez Nagol, we assume who actually meets in the Lishkas Hagodis, which is Chetzi Bakodesh, Chetzi Bakol, half of the room has Lishkas Hazorah. The Bez Nagol could only sit in one half, they couldn't sit in the other half, because the other half was the Hazorah Mamish. Then you see the Bez Nagol, the Bez Nagol, that. So we assume not only is this so regarding Bez Nagol, Bez Nagol, Mamish, the Bali HaMasorah, the whole Bali Zola, we assume that it's true regarding a Bez Nagol Gimel, Bez Nagol Gimel, and any chacham will pass with any shaylah. We assume, I mean, a chacham that he's passing it properly because he's having it. The Yaita Nishmai. That's why the Gemara developed the notion of Eilu B'Yedah, Divin Kim Chai. The Gemara says, if he had the Yaita Nishmai to say his way, the Yaita Nishmai to say Fakir, it's not going to be that the Rosh Hashanah gave each one of the Yaita Nishmai to say opposite Shita. So that's what the Gemara says, yes, but Eilu B'Yedah, Divin Kim Chai. No, that's a difference. That's a very important thing. Right, the Gemara has that too, it's starting to go up, right? The Talmid HaChamim are supposed to be in the problem every day, that the Rebbe Shlomo should give them the right to decide. They shouldn't make a mistake. They shouldn't make a mistake in Tashkent. In Parshas Vayishlach, and this is said, we read about the din of Gid al-Noshe. It's one of the mitzvahs in the Torah. The prophet says that Yaakov Avinu was fighting with somebody, he didn't say who it was. And then Vayakilo Yuchalo, his mysterious attacker, wasn't able to win him. So he broke a certain part of his leg. And Yaakov Avinu was limping after this. So it says, okay, Yaakov Avinu was Gid al-Noshe. In order to remember this story, they were not permitted to eat Gid al-Noshe Ara Yoimazah. Okay, Yaakov Avinu was Gid al-Noshe Ara Yoimazah. The Shlomo Lazuma has what he calls Shaddis and Shulis. The first half is on a Chayim, Dinyan Shlomo, and the second half, Atziburation, is on Yerizei. It's very interesting. He's a Goyin HaGoyin. He was a Dain and Zuma when they were printing the Zuma Shah. His older brother was a Salah Zuma, and was Zohar HaGoyin HaGoyin. He looked up to his brother, and his brother was a great Goyin. He himself was a great Goyin. The two brothers. In the back of the Vilna Shas, I have the Chidush of them. Shlomo the Vilna, the Tal of Vilna Shas. Yeah, he's the one who was Magia, the Vilna Shas by heart. He connected the galley. Balpet, he just looked at him hard. And Rashi says, remember Balpet, the whole notion of his life. Yeah. So he has in the Hagdamah to his Svarim, he has the Urim HaChumash and Rashi. He has a lot from his father, and he has from his brother, and he has his own. He has a long comment on this Pasuk. Okay, Rashi, what kind of a notion is Adayim HaZeh? usually when the Pesach wants to, we know that all the Dinah Torah fly forever and ever. So you have in a few places, what's up this side of Yehna? Whenever it says the Dereh Seichem, there's also a problem. Why does it have to say the Dereh Seichem? If it wouldn't say, you wouldn't have known. You would have known also the Dereh Seichem. So there are 40 some odd cases in Al Chumash where it says a certain thing is Noyeh L'Dereh Seichem on the Dereh Seichem. So there's a whole... No, there's not the Dinder Rabbah. There's the Dinder Rabbah. It's two people in the Chumash. You know all the Dinder in the Torah. Noyeh L'Dereh Seichem. So why does it have to single... Why does it have to write by 48 cases or so it writes L'Dereh Seichem? So the whole kunshas are not nikrichendo. There's a sefer kunshas by Rabbi Adam Plotke, where he has all kunshas of Derech HaKotem. But if you read it, then he works it. It's a long kunshas. It's about 48 sukkim or so. But here it doesn't say the Derech HaKotem. It says, Adayam Azeh. What does the Lashon mean, Adayam Azeh? As a whole stickle terror, he wants to say, very Shverachidish, he wants to say that when Moshe HaMashiach, Yid HaNosh is going to be Muslim. Adayam Azeh, the sukkim and Novi always refers to that day, that special day when Mashiach is going to come. It's called Ayomahu Yashayafes Nechor, all the great things that are going to happen. What's that? Is why should it be Mutar L'Moita Mashiach Yira Noshe? This is already Api, he calls it Zoya, and he starts, this is already a Siddish, it's fun to have this kind of thing. When Shabtai Tzvi claimed that he was the Melech HaMashiach, so they started eating Yira Noshe. It's probably, they, you know, that was one of the things. They start fasting on Tisha B'Av, because Mashiach is here, right? If it's a mistake, Yira Mashiach comes, he still has to fast, so he pulled the Beit HaMikdash. This one has to do with Beit HaMikdash, then it has to do with Mashiach and Mashiach. So it's a lot on the thing. So they started first, they would make a little bit, then they started eating on Tisha B'Av, then they ate on Asar HaShem, some Gedalia and everything, all the same things. But then they ate Yira Noshe, all based on this, even before it's like Muslim, and it's all based on this Zohar. That the Yira Noshe has something to do with Yimoy HaMashiach. What has it got to do with Yimoy HaMashiach? It's a very strange. He quotes part of it, he doesn't quote all of it. The Medrash says that who is this mysterious man who is fighting with the Angel of Demons? So the Gemara says it was Asar HaShem. And then the Medrash continues, Vayiga, Vekaf, Yerecho. So the Medrash in Bereshit Rabbo, and Shirashim Rabbo says, Zed Dorish Ol Shmaz. What do you mean, Zed Dorish Ol Shmaz? It means that Esav injures the Jews. The Goyim hurt the Jews, refers to the Dorish Ol Shmaz. So what is it referring to in the Dorish Ol Shmaz? What happened in the Dorish Ol Shmaz? So the Pasuk Shas in the Medrash is, the Dorish Ol Shmaz, Oiz Gehagit Tzadikim. The Medrash says, Eilu Tzadikim and Tzadkoniyat was killed, Al-Kidash HaShem, the Dorish Ol Shmaz. That's the Pasha Shas. It should be the big Tzadik the Kailon. They have a Tzadik Gerala that's doing the Tzadik and have a Shlita and Kuali Yisrael that they killed for no good reason. They killed Mutsa Nazis, killed so many holy Tzadikim. So that's the Oshal Shema. That's like the Malach breaks the Yankov's leg. What was the Yankov's shoulder? He didn't do anything over here. So they go in and kill the Jews. That's the Pasha Shas. But others interpret the Medrash, and among the others is the Ramban. On this Pasha, they interpret the Medrash. Kakir. The Oshal Shema refers to those Jews who weren't killed, but they converted to the other religion. That's what it means, Dorosh Hashma. The Pasuk Pshat in the Medrash is Pun Saker. Dorosh Hashma, they were Tzadikim and Tzadkonish who were killed by Kiddush Hashem. But the Ramban, together with some other Rishonim and the Parshim HaChumash, who said that Dorosh Hashma refers to the fact that some of the Jews give in to the pressure, that comes to the pressure, and they become the Shemot. So I saw that Hutner, the Chanel Rocha, has a long Rosh on this. And his story, Mepachat Yitzchak, he has it in different places, the same Russian repeated in a few places, has a very interesting mimer on it. So he explains that each one of the others, in the Gemara and in the Midrash, usually has a certain unique feature, characteristic, for which he's known. Now, Rama is known in different places for different things. What is Yankee? If Yankee is always known, Mitos HaShleima. What does it mean, Mitos HaShleima? They're all of his children were Jewish. Unlike Avraham Avinu, Shiyatim Menu Yishmael. And Yitzchak, Shiyatim Menu Esav. They had children who were Jewish and non-Jewish. Yaakov Avinu was Mitos HaShleima. All of his children were Jewish. So what does that mean? What does that mean? Rav Hutner explains very interesting. This Amayla is a Yichud, a unique feature, a developing feature that Yaakov Avinu had. What does it mean? They'll say that Avraham Avinu had children that were all Jewish, and then one of them became a happy Kairos. And the Gemara Goy, that Esav was Yisro Mumar. But when Yitzchak had two sons, Yankov and Esav, the Gemara says in the first second Kedushin that Esav was a Yisro Mumar, and because he became a Mumar, he became a Goy. Mumar becomes Oisi. But Yankov Avinu, of course all the children were Jewish. Avram also, Yitzchak also, all the children were Jewish. But by Yankov, in Kamal Avon, a new thing happened. That when Yankov Avinu had children, the son, and became Apikurs, and Shemadim, they still remained Jew. That was the Yichud of Yankov Avinu. So that's a minor, but it's also a concern. But up until the days of Yankov Avinu, before this new unique feature of Mitzvah Shleima, if we would only have the Bechinah of Avram and Yitzchok, there would never be any Jews who would be happy Christians. But by definition, once a Jew will become an Apikurin, is that part of Klal Yisrael? That's the Oyt Yid. The Yankov Avinu has this Maile, but it's at the same time Apikurin. So he explains, Rabbutin explains, this is all based on Zoya, this is straight based on Kabbalah. I'm not at all familiar with the Kabbalah form, but the little that you look in the different form of the quoted, it's clear that everything that he's quoting is based on it. He keeps on referring a little bit to the Mises in Kabbalah form, but the whole thing is based on Kabbalah. So he says, how come you find Avram and Yitzchak had confrontation with different people during their lifetime? They had a war, the four kings with the five kings, and he had a second, and every time they had a fight with someone else, they won. They walked out victorious, they didn't lose. And Yaakov Avinu, he didn't fully win the war, no? He won, but he didn't win. He's limping. How come he's limping? And how come Yaakov Avinu's, Avram Avinu's name was changed from Avram to Avraham? I think Mark says at the end of the first parish in Brock, he said if he called Avram with the old name Avram, he writes very nicely, he writes a bad thing. So the Gemara said, what about Yaakov also? His name was changed, and this extended from Yaakov to Yisrael. So he said, your name should no longer be called Yisrael, the Yaakov should be called Yisrael. And there's no Abeira. So the Gemara said, no, we see in the Tanah, after this story, he tried to let Yaakov even after this occasion. The fact that why? So the Mephoshim talk with him. I'm sure the other talk at the end of the first parak in Brachas. So that Gemara, the last half in the first seven books. And I'll put to explain, based on the Kabbalah's form, based on the Zoya, so what it means is like this. Yaakov Avinu was fighting with the Sarish Aleisov, and the Sarish Aleisov had a shmeet over him, the Derish HaShmad. What do you mean Derish HaShmad? That Yaakov Avinu had a Maile, which was a Chisan at the same time, and Mitos HaShleima. That even if a Jew becomes a Meshumen, but this is a Chisan. On the one hand, it's a Maile. That the Yid, like the Yid, Liyar Mavoy. That's wonderful, but it's a Chisan also. You have Yid who are happy Christian. If not for that Mitos HaShleima notion, they would think, you know, by definition, it would be a Yid who is not because. Whoever becomes an Apikurin, that's a Yid. So this notion is a Chikurin for Kol Yisrael. So that's why this Pasuk says that he didn't win fully. When he fought against the Malach, the Malach, the Sarash Aleisa representing the precious Shmad against the Jewish people, sometimes we do lose. We have Yidin while Mishabadim, so we win but we lose. We win that even after the Jews become Apikursim and Mishabadim, they remain, with Apintali, but they are Yidin who are Apikursim. So that's why he won the fight against the Malach, but he's limping a little bit. Until it says he was limping Adalai, until Adalai Tashakar. What is Adalai Tashakar? This is also based on Isaiah. Until Lassid Lovoi. When it will come, Lassid Lovoi. But there won't be any Apikursim. We must have a chance, nobody happy person. Then Isaiah says that his name will be changed to Yisrael. Then it won't be called Yankin. The name Yisrael, Kisarisa, even the Kinyin Manoshim, that you won the battle against the Mala, means you won that we're fighting against the outside pressures of Shmad, and we resist and we win all the time. The full winning, that will only be the Mordechai Mashiach, but there won't be Yiddish Apikus. But Paul's man that we're not holding it by the Mordechai Mashiach, he still has the name Yankis, and that's why he didn't fully win the battle. So that's what you have. Yiddish Islam have this idea that Ashlem Zumer, who is a big misnagger, he's from Zumer, he wasn't a Chashid at all. He developed this whole idea on his own based on his own, that perhaps, it's a very sure, but that's what I'm loving. Once I'm a Shia, there won't be an Yisagir Anash. The whole idea of the Yisagir Anash is the only cause man that there is still Yidin who are Mishumodim around.
In the path of Galatea, in the path of
Yidin. In Bali Yisrael, yeah. Cause man has Bali Yisrael Hin Tumpe. So when you have Yidin who are Rabbi Kursen, then our name is Yankif, and then there's an Yisagir Anash to remember this matzah that we have. But with Moshe HaMashiach, he wants to stand for it, that the Gira Rasha should be moved. Yes, that's the Maiva. That's not from the Shura.